This past Wednesday, the abandoned Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino on the boardwalk in Atlantic City was imploded. That's so symbolic in so many ways when you think about it. Plaza, in case you can't get the visual, the plaza was next to the old convention hall on the boardwalk. Ah, you remember, right? Another piece of Atlantic City, now part of the past. I've been going there for so long. All my casino hotel souvenirs are casino chips, matchbook covers. Not souvenirs anymore. They're now rare collector items. Now, a process which always takes place after an implosion has started again in Atlantic City. How will this mean a return to financial strength, growth, and popularity for Atlantic City? My bet, pardon the pun, most likely won't. Well, nothing else has. Seems only people who've made actual money in Atlantic City are the various crooked politicians and the mob whose construction companies built the hotels and casinos. All this return to glamour talk has been going on since the late 70s. I remember when a street in the city was named for the comedian Danny Thomas. Maybe at this point in time is probably more famous as being the person who founded St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. There was a huge ceremony. Then Governor Brendan Byrne, other state local politicians up there on the stand. Danny steps up to the mic, says, "I always enjoy driving into Atlantic City. It's like driving into downtown Beirut after a bombing." So again, the question, can Atlantic City recover? A lot of people realize it'll take more than blowing up old hotels. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small said, "We have to turn the page. We have to get our mojo back." Great political speak there, Marty. You know, what is Atlantic City's mojo? Think about it. Over the pre-casino time, city relied on saltwater taffy, Miss America pageants, the amusement piers, the diving horse on Steel Pier. Then after everyone saw the same sights a half a dozen times and inhaled enough taffy, there was really no other reason to go there. Different modes of transportation meant you didn't have to stay in New Jersey if you're in the tri-state area. You can go elsewhere rather easily. That came about in the 50s and the 60s. So by the 70s, that's why Atlantic City was the rat hole that it was. Then the rebirth came with the casinos in the late 70s. Atlantic City boomed thanks to a monopoly of East Coast gambling. Not just the travelers for long-term stays, the day buses, which many say were really the backbone of the boom. Problem was Atlantic City never looked ahead for any competition. At the same time, the promises to revitalize the off-boardwalk part of the city never came to pass. Well, there were some token efforts, but the inner city did become safer. But go there now, you'll see residential commercial depression everywhere you look. Back to that downtown Beirut analogy. Back on the boardwalk after competition stepped on Atlantic City's throat, five casinos closed after the gambling revenue had jumped in 2019 to $3.3 billion, thanks to a lot with online betting. The coronavirus pandemic came along. That shut everything down in March of 2019. They reopened in July, but damage, they were already behind. They were just further behind. So many blackjack dealers, cooks, bartenders, and other casino workers without jobs. Area's unemployment rate jumped up 24% by the end of last year. The casino revenue dropped by nearly 17%. Latest stats, 40% of Atlantic City's 39,000 residents live in poverty. The median income of people living in Atlantic City is $29,000. That's less than half of that of the surrounding area of Atlantic County. So can it be fixed and how? I saw one dissertation on this by Stephen Persky. He was a state assemblyman, senator back in the 70s. He helped draft the legislation to bring in casino gambling. Now advises Mayor Small. He sees the city soon bringing in new investors, as also transforms its two main business thoroughfares, Atlantic and Pacific Avenues. Persky also says the takeover of Atlantic City's operations by state officials, rather challenging move by former Governor Christie 5 years ago, that's evolved into a more trusting and working relationship, teamwork, I guess you could say. But the key to turning the city around, a lot of people think, is bringing in new financial investors with non-casino entertainment, amusement parks, theaters, which you have the piers, and that, there's that tradition there. You can blend the old with the new and go for the family aspect of the situation. I hadn't been to Atlantic City for a couple of years. I went back for one last look when they were going to shut down the Taj Mahal, which I spent a lot of time at over the previous years. How much time? Well, remember that row of flags that flew on top of the lower of the towers? That third flight to the left? That wasn't a flag. That was my shirt. Anyway, I went down. This was a Saturday in September. It was still warm. Sun was out. A Saturday afternoon. The boardwalk was empty. So were the casinos. Even the Taj. I thought there'd be a lot of last-minute gawkers like I was, but I have to look. But I think I saw the photos on our Facebook page I took inside the Taj. You'll see nobody in the joint that noon that Saturday. There's also a small Irish pub just off the boardwalk, which back in the day was impossible to get a seat at in the dining room or at the bar on a Saturday afternoon, but I figured I'd give it a shot anyway. I wound up being about one of 10 people eating there. Damn near empty. That personal barometer told me a lot about how far Atlantic City had fallen. So here's hoping enough people see the need to keep Atlantic City alive as living history, instead of simply committed to photograph and written history.